and I know this is safe. You're listening to Irish Radio Canada Home and Abroad, and we are at Folk Alliance International in Montreal, and I've bumped into a fascinating young lady who is resident in Ireland, not Irish, American and French background, and somehow or other decided to put down some kind of roots in Ireland, and that is Zoe Basha. Zoe, thank you so much for taking the time and getting up reasonably early this morning coming for a chat.
Thanks for having me.
Straight off, what brought you to Ireland?
So I first went to Ireland in 2012. It was just after Occupy Wall Street. I'd been involved in that in the States, and then I wanted to do other things and be other places.
Okay.
And I had started to play fiddle that year.
Okay.
And so I wanted to go somewhere where I could play fiddle. So I ended up researching work trades kind of in loads of different places, but then because of the fiddle, I ended up going to Dingle for a month.
Okay.
And then I was passing through Dublin on my way down to Spain. There were a lot of protests in Spain at the time, so I was going to go join the revolution. But I got sucked into Dublin. And never left.
Well, if you went up to James's Street, you could start a Camino and work your way to because the Camino starts at James's Street, one the Irish one.
Whoa!
So you could go to Santiago de Compostela from there.
Okay.
There you go. Musically, who are you?
Confused. No, musically I have loads of different influences. I've been listening to folk and blues music since I was a kid, and then I went to college for music where I studied blues and jazz, and then I got to Ireland, and then I got deep into traditional singing.
Okay.
It was the first place I'd seen a traditional singing session where everybody shuts up and there's no instruments.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was the most magical
thing. And where was that?
That was at a session that's still going called Larry, the night before Larry got stretched in Dublin at the back room of the Cobblestone. Do you know it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I know where the Cobblestone is, a Stony Batter.
Yeah.
It wasn't called the Cobblestone when I worked.
What?
When I worked in Stony
Batter. What was it called?
I can't remember. There was a little.
Wow.
I worked across the road in, occasionally in what was a little sub office of a bank branch.
Wow. Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
Okay.
So you spent a month in Dingle. That must have been interesting.
That was fun. The first week, so it was February 2012, so there weren't a lot of people coming through.
Right.
And the first week, I asked myself, what the hell I was doing in Ireland?
Uh-huh.
Especially when the revolution was going on in Spain. But then I met some kids my age who had started a juggling club. And they started taking me to pubs around, but mostly to O'Sullivan's Courthouse Pub, uh-huh. where we ended up spending most of our nights to play music.
Okay.
It was great.
Right.
So then I didn't want to leave.
So that's all very nice on one level. And as a, you know, any parent would ask their child, okay, so how are you putting food on the table?
Well, over the years, it's changed a lot. So at that age I was mostly busking in the street, and that's
okay.
how I made money. And then I had different played music and was involved in community organizing
right.
things, but worked in cafes.
Okay.
And then I moved to France for a bit and studied traditional French timber framing.
Okay. So
then I worked as a timber framer. In French it's called a charpentier.
Okay.
And then I was still doing bits of music. I was going back and forth between Ireland to do residencies. And then I decided to move to Ireland full-time, move back. In 2022, I was involved in a trio called Rufus Nightjar. And that was going pretty well, so I decided to move back full-time.
And where were you based for that? In Dublin?
Well, I was between France. I was living in a van in France and going from job site to job
right,
site.
Right, but the group was
Rufus Dublin. Nightjar was
nomadic.
Yeah, sometimes Claire, sometimes Wicklow, sometimes it depends. Like there were three of us kind of living in different places at the time.
Different vans.
Yeah.
Okay. And I understand you made it to Leitrim then for a period of time.
Yeah. Then I got to Leitrim when I got back to Dublin. I realized that I couldn't hack the city. I'd been either traveling or in the countryside in France, and I didn't want to do Dublin. I had a dog at the time, and I decided to go somewhere to the countryside where it was cheap and there was space around me. And Leitrim was amazing. I was in South Leitrim, in Drumsna, close to Carrick and Shannon. And there's a really great art center there called the Dock Art Center. Do you know it?
I've seen it as I've been going up to Carrick and Shannon.
And they're, yeah, they're so supportive of artists, and they do amazing things there. And so I felt really, really supported as an artist and by the Leitrim Arts Office. It was great. My time there was really, really great.
And how long did you spend there?
A little under 2 years.
Okay.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, a little under 2 years. And then it made more sense to move back to Dublin for work stuff.
Right. Again, musically, when I asked who you were musically, but from a music perspective, you also compose and you perform. So here we are at Folk Alliance, and what are you doing here?
What the hell am I doing here? So I've never been to a music conference before, and I think I'd heard about it through Culture Ireland that sends people over, and I didn't get to apply to Culture Ireland this year because at the time when they were taking applications, I was working on my debut album.
Okay.
And I had no time to be applying to anything, so I missed that, but I kept seeing things about the Folk Alliance pop up, and it looked really good, and I think because I'm coming out with this album in April, I thought it was a really good time for me to meet industry and see what that's all about. And
have you found out?
No. I'm still very confused. And also, I think, I mean, this is my first time here. It kind of feels like summer camp where everybody knows everybody, and I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
I'm in the back saying, hey! But it definitely feels like it's easier to meet musicians.
Yes.
And to network in that way than it is between musicians and industry. And I've heard that from other musicians,
okay,
too. And so, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm doing it wrong.
I have no idea. No idea. So, the first album coming in April.
It's coming in April, yeah.
So, how long has that been in the pipeline?
It depends on how you look at it, because
that's why I'm asking.
Yeah. Well, so, one of the songs that's on that album, I wrote when I was 18. And then
so it's 2 years old.
Yeah, right. and then these are songs that I've written over the years through travels that I wouldn't have imagined. Some of them I wouldn't have imagined going on an album.
And
I stopped doing music for years because I didn't think it was a very useful thing to do for the world. That's why I started doing timber framing. But then when I started getting back into music professionally and deciding I wanted to focus on that and kind of go for it, I added a few more songs and then kind of cut some songs, changed other songs, and now there's this album that's coming out that I'm really excited about. That I'll be touring in Ireland in April,
okay,
and then in France and Belgium in May, and then I got a couple dates in the UK over the summer, and then I'm coming to the States in September.
Okay, so when you mention all these dates, as an independent artist, how are you getting yourself booked?
Good Lord. Sending a lot of emails.
Okay, so you're managing yourself, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm managing myself. Yeah, yep. So I'm sending emails, I'm sending follow-up emails, follow-up emails, and then, I think because I didn't do music professionally for a long time, I don't have a lot of material under my name online, so it's hard to get people to listen to this stuff because I'm sort of throwing a bunch of stuff out there at once.
Okay.
Yeah, I was hoping to learn here a bit more about agents, how to connect with agents, if it's worth it, like what my options are for that. But right now I'm doing everything independently,
okay,
and it's a hell of a lot of work.
Yep. Anyone wants to find out more about you, where did they go?
You can go to my Instagram, which is zoe.vasha, or my website, which is zoevasha.net.
So those of us who are trying to get away from social media,
Zoevasha.net, yeah.
What else? And piece of music, what are we going to let someone listen to?
Of one of my songs?
Yeah.
We only got one?
Yeah.
One choice.
One choice, yeah.
One choice. What do you do? Well,
it's not Desert Island, is it?
There's two traditional songs that came out in December that are great, but if we're only going to listen to one, we can listen to the first original song of mine that came out a few weeks ago that's called Dublin Street Corners.
Fantastic. Zoe, thanks so much for taking the time. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.